creeps open. There's like 15 different stories. There's a recording. You can find it online. I never heard the Rav Gibshir, but I heard this like this few minutes of a shir they have recording online about Parsha Baal Oscha. Like he said, he's talking about how I love Baal Oscha. I can't do a good Rav, but other people can. But they say there's a Baal Oscha, like he says, I'm like a, I'll just say the words. I can't say the voice. He says, I feel like a bee going from flower to flower, sucking out the nectar from each flower until you get to the, because there's so many different topics. There's Pesach Sheni and the Chatzotzros and Moshe Rabbeinu giving over his power and the Shmiras Halevim. There's an unbelievable Rav. Read the Rav in source number 6. I'm not going to read it. There's a lot of great stuff in this shir. But source number 6. I'm going to give you a... first, let's do the... You can just write on the back. My Pesach Sheni is on my favorite on Baal Oscha. What would he write? Pesach Sheni, the Jews come and say, Moshe, we are Tamei. Lama Nigara. It's not fair. What were they thinking? What were they thinking? Like, what was the Havamina? They missed Pesach. Okay, they were Tamei. So, the Mefarshim explain what we learn from that story is in life, you got to be a Pesach Sheni Jew. You got to be a Pesach Sheni Jew. You can't take no for an answer when it comes to Rufus. And you got to keep pushing. And it just so happened that in this case it worked out. Yeah, you'll have a Pesach next month. We don't look for exemptions when it comes to mitzvahs and Rufus. That's what they do. Lama Nigara, they didn't want to be left out. This story of one of the Talmidim. You might have heard this of Beth Panovich Rebbe when he was younger. He was passing through Radin, and he went to the Chofetz Chaim's house to stay there for a little bit. He came there at night. It was blizzard and snowing and windy. He comes in. The Rebbe lets him in. Yeah, he'll be back. He went out for a few minutes. He'll be back. He went out. Did he go out? Waited a few minutes. He's like, maybe I should go look for him. He's like, you can. He's just walking down the roads of Radin, and he sees a figure in the... He runs. He's like, Rebbe, what are you doing? He says, it's the last night for Kiddush Levana. I didn't do it yet. It's been cloudy for 2 weeks. I thought maybe I'd catch a glimpse. Maybe the... Just be home. You're exempt. It's a blizzard. Okay, you'll do it next month. Chofetz Chaim wasn't looking for exemptions. We got to be Pesach Sheni Jews. Right? We got to look for opportunities. It's not about... But the Gemara in Brachas, there's a Gemara in Brachas that says, you know, what's the difference between the earlier and the later generations? The earlier generations, they did what they can to put themselves into situations of mitzvahs. They took their fruit and vegetables straight in the front door to the Pietrus and Isers. You know what we do? We take it through the roof. So it's not straight through the front door, there's no chiyuv. We try to get out of things. We gotta be Pesach Sheni Jews. Always look for the opportunity and realize that there are opportunities for growth. I think I mentioned in the Sichas Chaim by Rav Volbi as a vart, as a thought. Well, how is it that mitzvahs remind us of all the mitzvahs? How does tzitzis remind us of all the mitzvahs? How does tzitzis do that? So Rav Volbi gives a mashal based on a medrash. He says, imagine you're on a boat. Somebody falls overboard. Man overboard! You throw him a life preserver. What is that called? A preserver? A life thing. The circle. Right? You throw at him and he grabs on. And he holds on. Says, and then you try to pull him back. Says, as long as he holds on, he's okay. Hashem throws us into this world called life. And one could drown in the world. Hashem throws us 613 life preservers. Just grab on. Just grab on and you're connected to eternity. You're connected to life. Just the tzitzis, you look at them, they're strings. They remind us that every mitzvah is a string. Every mitzvah is something that we could grab onto, that we could hold on to. I remember at this Vart, I felt it very deeply during Corona. When there was nothing that was eternal. You can make plans and then like a day later, your plans are gone. And you could like nothing felt stable. And you feel like you were drowning. The only thing that's kavua are tefillin and davening and
Just hold on to the strings. That's how Tzitzis remind us, because every string is an opportunity. And that's Pesach Sheni, Jews. You have to remember that every mitzvah is it's an opportunity. Okay, if you look in source number 4, the Likutei Yehoshua, a little safer, Rabbi Yehoshua Sheinfeld, first page. He lived in New York, but first he lived in Lublin. He learned with Rabbi Tzadok. Then he came to New York after the early 20th century. I think he lived on Lower East Side. He came out of Sefer. So he quotes, the Pasuk says, by Pesach Sheni, right, they say, Moshe, help us out. And what does the Pasuk say? Moshe, Ve'yomer le'Moshe, Imdu ve'eshma'a. Stand here and I will tell you what Hashem says. What do you mean, stand here and I will tell you? And Hashem's going to tell him, stand here. Tonight's Chassidish Vart. Right? What's the stand here? So the story of the Baal Shem Tov. The Baal Shem Tov had a very long davening. Very long Shmona Esrei. Very long. Shabbos, Yontif, weekday, every day. So the story is that one time Shabbos, he was just like going on. And the Talmidim knew that he was going to go on. So they were starving. They said, you know what? Let's go out to make Kiddush. It's like a Kiddush club in the middle of Shmona Esrei, quiet Shmona Esrei. Let's go out to make Kiddush. We'll have a quick bite. And we'll come back in and it'll be before he's finished. So it's fine. Nobody. So they did. They went out. And they came back in. They saw he was finished already. So one guy had enough chutzpah to say, Rebbe, why'd you go so fast today? You know, we timed it. You should be still going for another 15 minutes. You know, why'd you go so fast today? So he says, so I'll give you a mashal. Because imagine you want to reach something all the way up there. So you take a bunch of sticks. You tie them together. You put the sticks all together. And then the top one, the top stick, could reach on the top. If you just have the top little stick, it's not going to reach all the way up top. You think my tefillah stands on its own? He says, I'm built on the tzibur. I'm built on, and everybody with me. So, you know, if you're there, then I could go far, and my tefillah could get very far. But if I'm alone, I'm not going to get there. You got to stand here with me. And the Baal Shem, I don't know if this is part of the story, the Baal Shem says, Moshe Rabbeinu says, Imdu, stand here, the Eshma, and I'm going to go talk to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I need you to stand here because, right, our leaders are only built on the people. Our leaders aren't away from the people. Imdu Veshma. So when I told the story to my son last night in bed, so he says, Abba, he says, did the Baal Shem Tov, how did he know that they left? Right, was it like he heard it was quiet, or was it a... I said, maybe it was a metaphysical, like he just felt all of a sudden spiritually weak because his, I said, I don't know. He said, was it like that other story they told me that they couldn't hear? I'm like, oh, no, that was another story. What was the other story? They tell the story about the Brisker Rav. It's a great story. Not connected directly, but we'll end with the story. Brisker Rav, it was Rosh Chodesh, the Grizz. It was Rosh Chodesh, and sometimes when you get older, you daven a little out loud. Right, sometimes people in your shul, I'm sure, daven a little out loud and it bothers you. Right, so one time Rishbar was davening and he didn't say Yalav Yavo, and it was Rosh Chodesh. So the Talmud goes next to him, Yalav Yavo, Yalav Yavo, like three people, Yalav Yavo. Just keeps going. Yalav Yavo. Keeps going straight. They're like, it must be a Brisker Chumrah or something. You know, I don't know. Anyway, see, after Shmona Esrei, they go to the Brisker and they Rebbe, like, why didn't you say Yalav Yavo? It's like, why didn't you remind me? What do you tell me? Like, Rebbe, we're screaming it. He's like, what do you remind me? He did it. He was so focused. Didn't hear anything. That's Kavana. You know, we think it's like wild, like, wow, I'll never get there. I try to speak to my kids sometimes when they're playing something on their phone. Hello. Like 10 minutes later, like, well, you trying to talk to me? What? If you're so focused on something, so then, you know. Anyway. So we have to do our best to try to focus, but again, the Baal Shem Tov, you're only as good as your tzibur is. You're only as strong as your tzibur is. Imdu v'eshma'a. That was a great one. Okay, shkoya, guys. We'll see you tomorrow.
The story that the Rav was giving in the end with the davening of Soloveitchik, there's a similar story I remember the Rav brought in the past at a wedding, and like the guy behind him wasn't finishing, and it was like a brick wall. Like
Ramosha, they were waiting for Ramosha to take 3 steps back, and he wouldn't, because there was another guy davening behind him. It's like 20 minutes, whatever, and Ramosha wouldn't. So he said, answer this, Rebbe, why don't you like, you know, what do we all do? We do the old diagonal thing.
Right.
Ramosha's like, there was a brick wall behind me. What are you talking about?
I think he's so...
I couldn't move. But you know, that Brisker Rav story, I've heard twice. I heard it once from Rabbi Meir Torsky when he was Maspid, his brother. right after the Har Nof massacre. So he said, I have no idea, or we'll never know, if my brother even aware knew what was going on. Like he was killed with his dolls and filling while he was davening. So he quoted the Brisker Rove story.
Oh.
In that case, my brother had that kind of kavana. He said that he had no idea, like, to the story that when the Brisker Rove was davening Shmon Esrei, and they
saying Yal V'Yavo.
He was davening out loud. Like, because when you get old, you daven out loud, like, Yal V'Yavo, Yal V'Yavo. Like, he wouldn't go. They thought it was like some kind of Brisker Chumra. You know, no V'Yavo or Chodesh. The other is, they're like, Rebbe, you see Yal V'Yavo? Like, why don't you remind me? The Rebbe was screaming at you. He's like, why don't you remind me? So focused. So.
It's anyway. Amazing.
Yeah.
It's amazing. Thank you.
Okay.